same thing I did every day. Raksha watched me have a bath. I was not permitted a razor, no matter how much I protested. And then she helped me get dressed before settling me into my wheelchair. Due to the medication and low appetite, I was too weakened to walk any long lengths.
"Shall we go see the Dark Prince?"
Raksha asked, wheeling my chair down the long stone hallway. I just grunted. I had no idea where we were in hell. After the healer demon had healed my neck, I'd passed out from the blood loss and woke up here. We could be hundreds of miles from Angel City for all I knew, or even directly under it. Raksha never gave me any information. She would just smack my hand and shake her head. After working our way through a maze of hallways, we made it to the double doors of Lucifer's office. Two raps on the hardwood, and then Raksha stood stiffly by my side, like a soldier.
"You may enter,"
the booming voice echoed into the hall. I'd come up with a pet name for the Dark Prince. Lucy. Lucifer, Lucy. Get it? I called him that a few days ago, and he struck me so hard my eye had swollen shut. So now I just said it in my head. If Sarah could hear me, she'd say it too, and then maybe I'd be able to mentally survive this literal hellhole. Raksha stepped forward and opened the double doors, wheeling me inside the asshole's evil lair. It was exactly what you might think, the place of nightmares. He had a few metal gurneys set up with jars, potions, and stacks of bones all around them. He told me once that he had made his demons there, creating monsters with his own bare hands. His office gave me the creeps, but I was too drugged to care much.
"Are you ready to play nice?"
Lucifer cooed. The same question every day. Each day I gave a different answer, spit in his face, flipped him off, threw something, and so on. None of it worked. I needed to change my tactics and become an award-winning actress within the next 5 minutes, or I might die down here and never see Lincoln and my loved ones again. Pulling my eyes from the floor, I met his cold, black, yet overly handsome gaze. "Yes," I replied with mild disdain. This performance had to be believable, and being all cheerful right away wouldn't work. He grinned and clapped his hands.
"Yes, you've come around, I see. Good."
Raksha gave me a questioning look, complete with one raised eyebrow, but didn't say a word. Lucy looked at Raksha and shooed her away with his hands.
"You're dismissed, dear."
My nanny simply nodded and left the room, leaving me to slump in my chair while looking up at the devil himself.
"The medication is awful, isn't it?"
he asked with a gleam in his eye that suggested he liked making me feel awful. My brows furrowed. Pretty much. Best to be as honest as possible. I had tried multiple tests to decipher if the Dark Prince could read minds like the other archangels. I ultimately determined he couldn't, but I still wanted to be safe. He nodded, walking over to a gurney and placing some bones in a specific configuration on the table.
"It's not that I fear you, of course, but at your full strength, you could be a nuisance for me. I can't be bothered with that type of distraction. You understand, right?"
He was arranging the bones in the shape of a body, and that held all my attention. I just nodded in response, too focused on what he was doing. His gaze flicked over to mine.
"Would you like to help me? That's why I've brought you here, you know. To learn from me. To become my protege of sorts."
Vomit. Screw you, Lucy. I guess, was all I offered. His eyes gleamed and it made him even more handsome, which was just sickening. No one that evil should be so pretty.
"I knew you'd come around. Unfortunate that I had to be the hard way. But you understand you're never getting out of here, right? Even if you overpowered me, you'd be lost in this realm."
If that wasn't the most depressing reality check possible, I didn't know what was. Sighing, I looked down at my frail body, the weight of depression and fatigue pulling at my limbs. "I see that now. Yes." I didn't even have to act anymore. He nodded and then gestured to the pile of bones.
"This is my favorite task in the underworld. Creating demons."
My eyes.